closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Get this party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for me. I'm not sure if it's going to be a party, but it should be fun. It's Mike McKay here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Oh, it's going to be a great day. It is the 9th of October, if you haven't looked at the calendar yet. And here we go, up at it, on our way. Let's see what kind of shenanigans we can get into together this morning, shall we? I got a lot of interesting things to share with you, and of course, even more music to get you on your way.
CFW. Remember this one?
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and
your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
The Go-Go's, we got the beat, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. All right, let's get to our feel-good story to start things off this morning, shall we? This is out of Milwaukee. I want to introduce you to Dr. Clark Gamblin. He's a surgeon. He's also a cancer survivor. And he's taken on the challenge of running 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days. Now, this is kind of an ultra endurance adventure. It's part of the World Marathon Challenge. It's going to involve Gamblin running 183.4 miles, spending about 60 hours in the air traveling between his race destinations. He's going to start in Antarctica, and he'll finish in Miami. And along the way, he's going to raise awareness and funds for the Testicular Cancer Awareness Foundation. He was diagnosed with that back in 2018, underwent chemotherapy, multiple surgeries, and he is now cancer-free as of 2020. So great to hear that. His hopes, he's hoping to raise $250,000 or more for the cause. This is going to be an incredible thing that he's up to. He said running is therapeutic for him, and he's going to use his amazing endurance to make a difference in people's lives. So, Dr. Gamblin, hats off to you and best of luck. I hope he far exceeds that amount and more. What a great story.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. Looking for your dream home or the perfect investment? Whether it's a peaceful lakefront retreat or a cozy country escape, Royce Roberts at Edina Realty has you covered. Turn your real estate dreams into reality. Google Royce Roberts Realtor and start your search today.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries. And she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Just the
1057 CFW. Surrender, there goes Cheap Trick. It's Mike McKay along with you. Want to say good morning to Carla, also Ashley and Sierra, her daughters, as they get up and at it. They drop me a text through the Civic Media apps. And Mike, we're up and listening. We love the music. And we even have dance parties to get our morning started. Well, I like to hear that. You let me know. Maybe there's something I get in here for you. But thank you so much for listening and starting your day right here on 105.7 CFW.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't want you to last. It's the other kind of person who believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. Cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, be a red Corvette. BBA much too fast. Be a red Corvette. You need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
And more. 105.7
Brian Adams. Everything I do it for you. Mike McKay along with you. Happy Wednesday if you're just getting your day started. Coming up in a few minutes, do you play the Mega Millions lottery? Some changes, they are a-coming. I will explain, but they claim it's going to make more billionaires this way. All right, now you got my attention. How about yours? I'll let you know what's going on here in 7 minutes.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
No matter how
I go share and believe 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Now, I admit I will buy a Mega Millions lottery ticket every once in a while, especially when it gets up there, you know, it's like $700-900 million, $1 billion. I mean, something I can live on for the rest of my life. Anyway, the Mega Millions claims that they're going to create more billionaires starting in the spring, but it is going to cost you more to play. The multi-state lottery game announced this week, starting in April 2025, they're going to raise the price of a ticket from $2 to $5. They say it's an effort to create bigger jackpots. Lottery officials also say the change will result in more billion-dollar jackpots and also improve players' odds of winning. How will it improve the odds of winning? Because they're not changing the number lineup. It's still the same amount of numbers that you have to choose from, right? So the odds will be the same. You just could possibly win more because people will be spending more money before somebody wins. So anyway, keep that in mind. Last time, by the way, the prices went up 2017. It was $1 before that. Then it went to $2. So, all right, I better start saving.
Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Wakes Up with Mike McKay in the Morning.
CSW. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Dunn County transportation officials are placing an added emphasis on improving their roads in the proposed 2025 budget. According to a press release, their budget proposal aims to fix over 18 miles of roads in 2025, a more than 50% increase from the roughly 12 miles of road that were improved in 2024. The budget proposal calls for a total of $9 million of funding for county highways, about two-thirds of which would come from the county and the remaining funding from the State Department of Transportation. A bus stop near the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has a new look following a mosaic installation on Monday. The new artwork at the Water Street bus stop depicts aquatic life in the Chippewa River, particularly endangered species. University officials say some of their students were instrumental in the creation of the mosaic, and it took about a year to gather and combine the materials before its installation. Their hope is the new mosaic will help educate residents about the nearby aquatic life while they're waiting for the bus. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but fall temperatures are going to return by the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-70s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s. We'll be back in the 60s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
CFW.
Mississippi in the middle of the dry spell, Jimmy Rogers on the
Cars, a lot of miles. Black Velvet, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. All right, make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone. Jeff does. He sent me a text this morning, said he needs to hear some Queen. He's got to hear Queen. He must hear Queen. All right, Jeff.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you.
A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it out.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right. Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my
Bye. 1057 CFW.
Move a little closer.